Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Mixed Genre. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez. Now, today I'm going to be having a little, you could say, rant with my little brother, Roberto Lopez, which he's right here right now. You want to say hi?
Hi.
Okay, so, as many of you guys already know, Tekashi 69 is out of prison, and he is back bigger and better than ever. Well, I'm just joking, he sucks, I don't like him. Well, his music in particular, I'm not a big fan of his music, but yeah, like, he's back, and I'm aligned. He is bigger, better than ever, because, I mean, the numbers do not lie. Right now, at the time of this recording, if you look up the music video for the new song that he released, Gooba, it already has, like, 52 million views, and just one day, someone that's got out of prison, like, that's crazy amount of views.
And he broke the most views in a live stream on Instagram for 2 million.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that too. I was surprised because I was like, really? Then what was the record before that? And it wasn't even a million. I think it was, what was it? Some other rap artist also. But it didn't even reach the million mark. So the fact that he got 2 million is crazy. But before we talk about like his new stuff, what he's up to right now, let's go back. When 6ix9ine first popped up in people's radars, did like, what was your opinion on him, on his music?
Me personally, if you know me, you know I never rocked with his music. I don't know, me personally, I'm not gonna be saying this just cause, oh, he this niche or something like that, but I could just see that he was fake. He wasn't really about that. Like, his lyrics, I'm gonna lie, they were like turned up songs, you know, his screaming and stuff like that. I have heard some, but it was nothing in my rotation, you could say. Like, yeah, I just heard it when it dropped once, and I was like, I'm not feeling this. I'm not feeling it cause I don't feel him as a person. Because, like, with me, when it comes to, you know, I like rap. So, like, with me, when I like an artist and their music, it's because I don't like fake music. Like, if the artist actually lived it, you know, I respect them. Like, you know, I give him props or whatever, because he's, like, he is what he, you know, he lived what he raps and he raps what he lived or whatever. And I never felt that with 6ix9ine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, while you were explaining that, I was looking up who had the most Instagram live in the past, and it was Tory Lanez and Drake, but that was back like in 2020 of March. But that one only received like 300,000. So the fact that 6ix9ine got 2 million,
yeah,
wow, it just blows my mind. And
well, I want to mention something.
Okay,
so like, I didn't look up this stuff, but it's because I watched this guy on YouTube. His name is DJ Ghost. He's funny. He like does reviews and stuff, and he reviewed his IG live. And I forgot what I was gonna say right now.
You were telling me earlier about this.
So like in it, he was just like going off and stuff. Wait, what did you say right now? I just forgot, dude. Like my head just went blank.
Yeah, you were telling me that. I think, like, he was just making fun of him or something like that?
Nah, I forgot. What do you say right now before all this? I forgot, like, my head just went blank.
Oh, the Instagram Live? Tory Lanez, Drake?
Yeah, so, like, he was like, look at the numbers. Like, he was, like, he was just, like, bragging all on it. Like, I'm gonna mention something that he said, like, in his IG Live. He was, like, who could cooperate with the government and still come back on top? And the guy from the video, DJ Ghost, he was like, bro, no one wants that title. You could keep that.
Yeah, I saw when 6ix9ine said that, and I was just laughing. Because look, right now, I'm thinking, what if it was some other artist? Like, oh, the one you said, who's in prison right now?
Bobby Shmurda? I was like, if the only rapper I want to get out of prison is Bobby Shmurda.
Okay. Take Bobby Shmurda right now. If he gets out of prison and he you know, goes on his live and releases a song the next day, do you think he would have gotten as many views and popularity?
Now I remember what I was going to say. Okay, that's not a good thing you said that. So he was like, DJ Ghost, he said, look, either you're a hater or you were a fan or you didn't even know who he was, everyone's going to be listening to his music now. The haters are just going to listen to it because they're going to be like, oh, what he about now? Mm-hmm. The fans, well, because they're fans. And the people that didn't know him, well, they didn't know him. And now that he all, you know, up in the news and stuff, well, now they're going to try to figure out who he is. So the whole world's going to be watching him technically now. Like, that's what the guy, DJ Ghost, said. And I was like, damn, that's true. Like,
no, I mean, it's true. Like I mentioned earlier, just look at the numbers. He's killing it right now. And, all right, I'll give props to 6ix9ine on that. Like, he's playing it smart. He knows that everyone has their eye and ears on him. So he's going to use every single opportunity he has to his advantage.
Bro, you know, like, I wasn't alive during the 90s and stuff, but you know what this reminds me of?
What?
Tupac. When he got out of prison.
Oh, you know
but
what? Like,
bro, yeah. But this Tupac was way better. He actually came back. Well, some people say, oh, he got off, but, like, for me personally, he came back better with his lyrics, his flow, and stuff like that.
Wait, when he came back, his first appearance was in that Dre song, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I didn't really look into that stuff. Mm-hmm. But all I know is that he was working on his double albums with Suge Knight and
but wasn't that
Death
during
Row and stuff like
wasn't that during prison?
No.
I think it was
Suge. He put bail on him to get out and to go with Death Row.
Oh, okay. No, but
I don't know what was
before I forget. Okay. The song I'm thinking of, it's California something.
Yeah, California Love.
Love, okay. I was going to say Dreaming, but I was like, no, that's the Mama and Papa song. Okay. His verse, when he jumps in, like, that's one of the best, like I'm back moments in rap history, in my opinion. Just, all right, do yourself a favor. If you haven't heard a song, which I'm surprised if you haven't, just go back and listen to it. You'll see what we're talking about. That is a good way to jump back on the wagon. Like,
listen to a remix. I don't even know why they did the remix. I think it sucked. Like, it was just a remix of the, like, scratching or whatever, but I didn't like that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so going back to Trash 6ix9ine. All right. Okay, look. In my opinion, when he first came, I wasn't really that surprised. I mean, I was, like, a little bit, like, I was curious. I'll give him that because his persona in general, this gangster person, but, like, dripped in color rainbows. Colored rainbow hair, colored rainbow teeth, and a whole bunch of 6ix9ine tattoos all over. Which, do you even know what 6ix9ine stands for?
I'm not gonna talk about that. It's like it has something to like sexual or something.
Okay. So, I'm gonna be honest. That's the first thing that I was thinking of. But I was like, I don't think it's probably that. It's probably like some gang related stuff. Okay, no. But since you're telling me it is true, what I was first thinking, this guy's just a joke. Why would you get 6ix9ine like all over your body and especially on your forehead?
You know, well, I'm not gonna say I don't blame him, I'm not gonna say that, but like, you know, like how we're talking about how he's coming back with bigger numbers and stuff. Well, he most likely did that to get attention.
Wait, but he was already dripped and all that when he first came out, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he was already like, that's why he came out at 6ix9ine. Like, he was already all like that when he came out.
I mean, I think 169 is plenty enough. Does he have 690 times tatted 6ix9ine on his body?
No. I hope not. That's just stupid.
Oh, since we're still talking about the number 6ix9ine. Alright, because apparently he was supposed to get, what, 41 or 47 years in prison?
Yeah.
Okay. 47. Someone did the math, and apparently by the time he would have got out of prison, he would have been 69 years old. that would have been so, like, amazing to see. But, man, I don't think his body's gonna be able to hang up with all those tests that he has. It's gonna be all wrinkly and just faded. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, like, well, your body wrinkles, so, like, the tattoo doesn't even stay the same. Like, he's, like, guess I crumbled and stuff.
Yeah. Okay, and before someone starts, like, telling me crap, I'm not saying that he's trash as a person. I'm just saying his music, in my opinion, is trash. There could be someone that is really kind and generous, but just releases the worst music ever. And that's just my opinion, how I feel about him.
See, right there, I'm gonna go against you right there.
Okay.
See, as a person, like how I told you, I respect artists when I could see and like I could feel their music, you know, like, oh, this person really went through this and stuff. I don't respect him as a person for even, first of all, going through that, like putting himself in those situations. But I'm not sure if you know why he went to jail and stuff like that.
No, I was actually telling you earlier why, like, he went to jail.
Well, he was putting himself in situations, like if you can't take it, bro, don't be, like, if you're not about that, don't be saying you are, and, like, don't be trying to play, like, if it's a game, like, you know, that game-related stuff. Like, well, I'm not, you know, I can't speak because I'm him, of course.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, well, a lot of people have said and stuff, like, that he paid technically for the Bloods members to be with him and stuff like that. Technically, to, it's like his persona.
Yeah,
that's not really who he was. That's, he made himself that to gain.
And I've seen, and I've seen videos where he comes out saying, "Oh, I'm not a Blood. I'm not a Crib. Like, I'm cool with both of them." You know.
Yeah, but look, and this is something the DJ Ghost guy said, because throughout his whole, in his music, he'd be saying Blood this and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In that IG live, he never said Blood once. And like, if you remember,
did he say Crib?
No, he didn't say nothing like that.
Oh, okay.
Cause, like, if you guys go look his video, it's like DJ Ghost reacting to 6ix9ine.
I haven't seen it at all. I haven't seen it.
Honestly, I just found him in like recommendations or something, and I just, like, he was funny, so I just kept watching him and stuff. But no, but like, how you call it? Like, he was like, well, me personally and stuff like that, like, you know, I have friends and stuff like that. Like, if you about that, like, you're gonna, no matter what, you're gonna rap or whatever. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He has no right to do that no more, because, well, what he did, he snitched and stuff like that. So, like, he's, I, like, me personally, like, damn, I'm not trying to be messed up, but I give him a, I don't even know how long, I'll be surprised if he's alive by, like, the end of the year or something like that.
Man, because
he wants to know, like that's what I'm saying. Like, I go against what you're saying, because I'm just thinking about it. Like, come on, like, what he did is, like, you know, some people might be like, whatever, but some people are gonna be like, no, he gotta pay.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I don't respect him as a person, because I'm just like, he tried to be something he's not.
Yeah, I understand. Well, okay, look, the reason why I said that I kind of respect him will be because when I was going back to his Instagram to see, like, some of his stuff, he mentions in some of them, like, he has kids in the videos. He's basically telling them, oh, you know, follow your dreams. Like, I came from the bottom. Like, I mean, one thing that he mentioned, if I could find it here, like, the video, he talks about that when he was growing up, he had to get shoes from the garbage cans. Like, his mom will get them from the garbage. Like, when his neighborhood, the black kids will throw them out, the mom will go to the trash cans and get them and, you know, give them to 6ix9ine so he could go to school, because, I mean, growing up, he was really, really poor.
Yeah.
And eventually, like, in the video, like, he took these kids some shoe shopping. And there was another video where he went to Dominican Republican, or Republic.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, Republic. And he was, you know, shocked to see how poor these people are living, and maybe he just did it to seem like he was a very nice person, or actually did it by the bottom, like, of his heart, because he felt bad for these people, but he was giving them money, you know, something so they could support the families.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it again also, he went to his hometown and he was helping his hood out, you know, giving them money and stuff that they needed. And I do remember another thing, some kid, I think he was dying, and you know the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Oh, I did hear about that one.
Yeah.
Did he, like, pay or something like that?
I don't think the celebrities get paid. Maybe they do. But yeah, they basically go and give these dying people their, you know, their last what should
they
want?
Oh, no, no, never mind. No, I thought I read somewhere that he paid for someone's, like, hospital bill or something like that. No,
never. Or maybe he did also. I'm not sure, but yeah.
I'm most likely.
But, okay, then, like, then it makes me think, like, this kid, I think he or she, I forgot what gender, but it looked like they were 10-year-old. A 10-year-old hearing
6'9"?
I was like, what?
I'm not surprised, honestly, dude.
I'm not either, but it's just like...
Honestly, generations keep getting dumber, bro. Like,
okay, like, these kids are listening to...
Well, that's why he's popular, bro. Because, like... Who mostly listens to music? Like, honestly. Or, like, hip-hop, at least. Especially this generation's hip-hop with the kids.
It starts, like, from, yeah, 10-year-olds.
Yeah. And, like...
Because when I was, like... From baby until 9, I didn't care about music. I was like, I want some Pop-Tarts.
Well, yeah, that's right. But, like, that's what I mean. Like, you know, times are changing and stuff. So, like, honestly, I'm not surprised that these kids are listening to, like, that kind of music and stuff. And I mean, like, it's technically our everyday environment and stuff. Like, not environment, like, forgot the word to it.
Okay. And I feel like another reason why he appeals too much to the kids is because, like we mentioned, his look, it's all, you know, colorful with the rainbows. Every kid, you know, growing up, at one point, will feel like they connect to that, you know, because it's like something that attracts your kid. But just like...
the rainbows never got my attention. Like, me
personally. So, like, the colors of the rainbows? You're not into that? Alright, like, for example, look at that car, like, the Lamborghini he has. That's pretty tight. I'll give him that. That looks tight. I mean, that looks tight.
That is like he's from the 60s.
Well, that's part of why I collected it, because I like that type of era.
Oh, now that's how the bike actually does look cool.
And, okay, look. Look how many views he gets on every single Instagram story that he puts. It's just insane of how popular he is. Okay, and, like, that popularity going back to the kids. Dude, if you have so much people, mainly young children, listening to your music, do something positive with your music. Don't always just talk about, and forgive me for saying this, but because this is basically what they always say. They always insult women by calling them bitches, and I honestly always hated that. I never liked it, even when it comes to old school hip-hop. When I hear that, I just like, dude, do you actually think the girls enjoy being called that? No, I'm pretty sure they don't. But eventually, maybe through generations of always hearing it, these girls basically adopt to it.
Like, most of them be calling themselves that.
Yeah, that's what,
like, I was at work, like, literally yesterday, and then, like, that's how they introduce themselves. They're like, hey, you know, like, B and stuff like that. I'm like,
yeah, yeah, and I don't know.
But that's how I said, like, times are changing, like.
But it's getting even worse,
like,
dude.
Because we grew up, you know, with different stuff, like different music and stuff.
Yeah.
These kids are growing up with that. They're just, it's like, you could say we're adapting and they're just living.
Yeah.
Because that's how they live. You know, we're adapting because we're like, we see the differences. We're like, oh, bro, that thing is trash. No, these kids are like, oh, this is what I grew up with. Like, this is my child, like, bro, imagine going back and saying, oh, this is my childhood music. Oh, heck no.
Dude, that's what I always think about, because look, all right, let's jump into the new song. We're not gonna hear it because it's garbage. I don't want you guys to listen to some horrible crap. If you've heard 169 song, you've basically heard them all. This one is not different. It's just him being 6ix9ine. All right, but some of these lyrics, going back to what you said, oh man, I remember that gen. That song would take me way back when I was a little kid. Okay, a little kid listening to this. Verse 1. Actually, no, let's start with the chorus. And I'm just reading it directly from what it says. So whatever comes out from my mouth is what he's saying. Actually, no, I don't feel good saying that word.
Yeah,
should I say that?
Bro, this is like, okay. Dude, everything is like,
okay.
What?
You know what? Just search it up. Search up the new song of 6ix9ine called Gooba, and just the chorus. Oh my god. I cannot imagine little kids singing this. And okay, the word that we're looking at right now is the N-word. Alright. A little white kid. Because look, honestly, when it comes to hip-hop is very, very popular amongst white demographic of people. It's crazy. When you go to, like, even if you see these concerts of hip-hop concerts, 90% of the audience is white. Okay, will you feel comfortable if a little white boy was singing this? Just reading it.
No.
No. And it's crazy because I feel like some... the black community is basically coming more open-minded to it. Maybe I'm wrong, but from what I've seen, I mean, they are saying, you know what, it's because people are always listening to this, and they repeat it.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, bro, that has happened to me a lot. Like, me personally, I gotta learn that. Like, me personally, I'm like, if you're not about that, shut up.
Yeah.
Like, it pisses me off. But, like, I gotta learn that, you know, like, how I said, we're adapting, they're just living. So they're growing up like this, like, if it's normal.
Yeah.
So, and for, like, us, we're like, bro, like, do you even know what that means? Do you even know where that came from? Do you even know the origin? Like...
But that's the thing. Nowadays, people don't really care, like, about what the origin is. They just like it
but
for what they see of how it is right now.
Now. Like, it's what everyone's doing or what everyone's saying. So, like...
Yeah. Okay, well, okay. I'm gonna give some information. I'm bringing this directly from the Genius website. It says Gooba is the first single from Brooklyn rapper 6ix9ine since the infamous September 2019 testimony in the case of United States versus 9 Trey Bloods. The track came just weeks after his April 2020 compassionate early release due to the 2020 SARS-CoV-2 outbreak in America, which is, you know, the COVID-19 virus. On the track, 6ix9ine addresses many of the people who negatively commented on how he dealt with his charges in the... How would you pronounce that word? I've never seen that.
In the aforementioned... That one?
Yeah, aforementioned court case and his early release. Rumors of the track first began on April 29, 2020, when it was confirmed that Tekashi sought and received permission from... permission from the federal judges to shoot a music video in the backyard of his residence on May 7, 2020. Billboards in Times Square confirmed the release of an upcoming single the next day, which ended up being Gooba. So, I mean, yeah. Just another song about him saying, oh, I'm better than you guys. Typical rap.
Well, that's like one thing that he was doing in the IG Live. He was like, nobody has his watch. Like, he had this, like... You know, all glamorous watch with all rocks, like, you know,
that yeah, kind look, of stuff. Yeah, look, going to his Instagram, like, profile, he's just flexing on everything that he's got right now. Okay, I will give it to him. Like, look at this new chain that he got.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it did look nice, though.
Where is it?
I'm not gonna hate on that. Oh, the
one yeah, with the shark? Yeah, the shark. That's the shark from Finding Nemo.
Oh, yeah.
Was his name Bruce? Yeah, Bruce. I don't know, I mean, just, like... I'm gonna be honest, I do want to go to one of his shows because the crowd does go pretty wild.
But see, that's what I mean, like how I mentioned earlier, like, see, I'm not saying you like his music, but you're just gonna go because it's like, or say, like, if you do go or you want to, whatever. It's because, you know, I'm not gonna lie, his music does bang, like, it does make you want to turn up and stuff. I'm not gonna lie, like,
yeah.
I cannot lie about that, honestly. If someone says, oh, it doesn't, like,
I will give him props to that. Yeah, he makes good production for his songs.
Well, is he even
some
a producer?
Some of them.
He produces his own music? I don't know that.
Actually, no.
I give props to his producer, yeah, not him.
Whoever,
yeah.
6ix9ine, whoever your producers are, like, man, you got some good connections. But just work on your damn lyrics, dude. Honestly, they suck. I don't know. I feel like that's basically all I want to say.
I got a question for you. What would you tell him if he was right here, right now?
Okay, I'll be Mr. 6ix9ine. Please, you know, a Mexican to another Mexican. You know he was Mexican?
Yes.
Okay. Por favor, señor. Escribe bonitas letras. Porque esas letras son basura. No, like, straight up, because look.
No.
Look. Because I picture it like this. Do you know if he has kids?
Didn't you say he had kids?
No. I said kids in his school, like...
Oh, no. Well, actually, yeah, I think he does have one.
Alright, I've always imagined it like this. And this comes to every rapper that talks about the same topic that 6ix9ine raps about. If you have a little kid, when they start growing up, how awkward is it gonna be, like, when the kid tells you, "Hey, Dad, how many of these girls did they actually have sex with?" And stuff like that. Because, like, he always... It's a hard topic to get into. Because I'm not really into that, but... I could just imagine these kids, when they grow up, they start reading the lyrics of what the parent wrote. And, like, how awkward is it gonna be?
Yeah.
When the dad has to explain, "Oh yeah, you know, girls are referenced to like this, and this is what we do to them. And this is what we do to people that we don't like." That's horrible parenting right there. Man. Okay, like, right now I was thinking about Will Smith. Because remember, Will Smith was a rapper?
Yeah. But he ain't from the hood.
I know, but... But, you know, with his son Jaden and Willow... I think they came out okay. Do you?
Well, yeah, like... You know, it's...
Because I feel like the hardest rap that Will Smith has ever done was "Parents Just Don't Understand." I feel like that was his most rebellious thing he's done. It's like, "Yeah, Mom, I'm not gonna listen to you. You don't know what's
honestly
cool."
I never listened to his music.
Yeah, just in that song, he was just basically saying that, oh yeah, parents are too... basically not up to date with what's cool, so that's why they suck. Like, they don't understand.
Yeah, I understand now. But I don't know, though. See, like, that's why I, like... You guys already know I like the game and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, see, like, I get props to him. Like, for example, like, look. He's a gang member. 6ix9ine is supposed to be a gang member. But, like... His lyrics actually mean something. Like, that's how I mean, like, you know, how I respect someone, like, because I could see and I could, like, you know, I could just feel their music and stuff. Like, honestly, me personally, and me saying, like, because I also like to, like, write lyrics and stuff, like, if it's something good, if you feel it that much, it's like, it has to come from somewhere. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can't write something that's fake. And if you do, and it, like, if you're faking it and it's good, then I'm gonna lie, I give props to you. But, like, now you could just feel their energy, you get what I'm saying? Because they have something to say, they have something to express. Not like 6ix9ine, though.
Yeah.
He did it all for the money. I'm gonna lie, I don't blame him for that, you know, that's
how well, yeah,
it is.
Because,
like, it's all about the money.
Because I mentioned to you before, like, he mentions that he grew up poor, and I believe it. So he used every opportunity he had to make a name for himself, to get something that he's never had in his life, which is money and riches, all these chains, all these wallets, you know, the cars, the parties. It's all new to him. That's what he wants. It finally got to him, and he just wants more. Because do you agree, for someone that's never had it, by the time they actually have it, they just want more of it?
Yeah.
Like, well, in certain cases.
Me personally, like, that's what I mean. Like, you know, with my opinion, is because... You know, my opinion, I'm like, I think about myself, like, what would I do if I was in his position? So whatever is my opinion, like, I'm thinking, looking in my point of view, if I was him. Like, honestly, I don't know. You know, with, you know how you mentioned earlier how he was, like, giving away the shoes and stuff like that?
Yeah.
You know, me personally, it's not give a man a fish, teach him how to fish. Like, yeah, I probably would have, like, you know, done something nice like that. I wouldn't have posted it, though. Like, if I was actually truly doing it. Like, to be for reals.
Yeah.
Like, that's me personally.
You know, that's a good point that you mentioned right now.
Like, I wouldn't go around bragging, you know, or be like, "Oh, look, I did this." And you know how some artists do that, but they're like, "Oh, if you can, like, donate or something like that." Like, I would say that's a little bit different. Because, you know, they're
okay.
Actually, like...
One thing, like, that I just remember right now. Akon. Did you know?
Africa? Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Dude, he...
They call him the real Black Panther.
Yeah. Okay, look. If you guys don't know, Akon, he helped, like, a whole town in Africa get light? It was a town or city,
yeah. Yeah, I think it was city. Like, get electricity.
Yeah, electricity, because they had no electricity, and he helped them. He helped him with that. He just didn't give, you know, each person money and post it, and was like, "Oh, look, I'm a good person." No. I don't think he even... And he never flexed on that, did he?
No, not that I know of. I don't think so.
See, like, why can't these people, like 6ix9ine, do stuff like this? Actually, you know, help out cities, give back to the people, but, like, the whole community. Mm-hmm. He probably did do it, but I don't know. I feel like he could have done it way better.
Yeah. Or, like, if he was actually doing it from his heart, it don't feel like it. For me, yeah. Personally. But yeah, like... I was gonna mention something, like, about... I just thought about something I forgot right now. Yeah, I mentioned Tupac before. How, like, this sort of... Like, I wasn't, you know, alive. I can't say from experience, because, you know, I did not witness when he got out of jail and stuff like that. But, yeah, like... For me personally, like, that's why I like Tupac, because, like... I don't know, I could just... You know, not just me, like, a lot of people would say this, like... Like, you know, it felt real. Like, he was actually giving people money. Like, stories that, like, are not even popular. Like, he would just do it. Because he would see that people are actually in need. Like, something that I liked about him, and this was before Death Row, because honestly, after Death Row, like, he did go a little downhill. Mm-hmm. Like, with his lyrics, like, with motivational and stuff like that. But at the same time, he dropped Changes. But, you know, that's a different topic. But yeah, like that, like, how you said, like, why can't you just do that, bro? Like, just try show people the way, like, use your, like, how you said, use your platform to do better, to do good. Like, honestly, if he did drop his, like, his 6ix9ine dropped his first album like that, I'd be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if little by little, he started being more, like, you know, you could say conscious rap, like, you know, like, oh, you know, he did, if he made it from the bottom, well, don't, for me, his music is like, oh, I made it from the bottom. But yeah, he wants other people to stay there. And that's how I feel.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's rapping about, like, his chains and stuff like that. But then the poor people are going to want chains and stuff like that. You know, like, I feel like that's why, like, you know... I forgot where I was going with this, honestly. Like, he made it from the bottom. Well, he says he did. He got the money, but he's only helping himself. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's how you see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know how long he's gonna be in the spotlight, because eventually they all have to come down.
Honestly, like, knowing how people are these days, yeah, I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he stays there a while. Like, on the spotlight.
So you think he's gonna last another decade?
Not a decade, but like how I said before, bro. Like, no offense, but like if they don't do something about him, I would say he would last a while in the music industry.
Well, I just don't know who's gonna want to collaborate with him again.
Oh, that's something that the DJ Ghost guy said. He was like, bro. After this quarantine, it's gonna take one brave DJ, to put, I don't know how the hell you say it, Gooba?
Yeah, Gooba.
Or yeah, that song. He's like, cause he, like, the DJ Ghost guy, like, honestly, I like his reaction and stuff, like, he speaks the truth and stuff, like, he was like, honestly, this song is a banger, like, not gonna lie, you know, like, he was like, them hood fools are gonna listen to him, them haters fools are gonna hit it to his fans, like, he was like, he even said he's like, the judge's daughter's gonna listen to it. Like, he was saying stuff like that. But, like, he said, this song actually bangs. And honestly, if women like the song, they're gonna play it everywhere. So that's what he said. Like, he was like, bro, once the women start asking for it in the club, it's gonna be cool.
See, alright, and that's the thing. And music has always been like this for the music industry. You wanna know when your song is hot? If girls are dancing to it. That's yeah. Basically it. If your song is gonna get the ladies down and just grooving, you know you made it.
Yeah, honestly, like, not trying to say anything against women. No, honestly, it is. It does revolve around what the girls like.
That's basically it. Okay. Oh, it's funny because when I was looking at the Genius. Look up top. Little Richard is number 3 on trending.
Man.
Oh, yeah, sorry. If you guys don't know, yeah, Little Richard, one of the most...
During this recording.
Yeah, during this recording today. Well, I think he passed away yesterday, but yeah, today I found out that Little Richard, one of the pioneers of rock and roll, but pioneer for a lot of genres, honestly, has passed away. So, you know, rest in peace, Little Richard.
It's funny how we just go talking from 6ix9ine to Lil
Richard. I know, well, it's because it popped up, right?
I know. But we just, like, you know, two different worlds, technically.
Well, actually, I wouldn't say two different worlds because, look, like I said, Lil Richard, I can't believe we're talking about. I would have never expected Lil Richard and 6ix9ine to be in the same sentence. Anyways, if you go back, Lil Richard was a very, like, flamboyant, you could say, performer, frontman, like he.
No, you know what? I feel you should save this energy for a different podcast about Lil Richard.
Well, I don't think so. Right. I don't know when that's gonna happen again. I'm also doing it because, you know, like, it's pretty recent, so people are gonna listen to it mostly. But yeah, comparison of Lil Richard and 6ix9ine, they're eye grabbers. They know when to catch your attention, because Lil Richard, like, no one was dressing like that at the time. And performing the way he did, and doing like certain like noises with his voice, like
his vocals and stuff.
I'm not gonna do it because I'm gonna probably, like, you know, hurt some people's eardrums. But yeah, and you know, 6ix9ine with his aggression and just always, he's always shouting in the songs. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's the closest thing we'll ever compare them to. But yeah. Okay. Well, I think that was basically all I had to say about 6ix9ine. Do you think? I'm pretty sure he's gonna have to release another album. People are gonna want him to release another album.
No, he got signed to a double. Like, he needs to make an album in Spanish, and just a regular album in English. Dude, like, I didn't even care about the music video, honestly, because I was watching the reaction. But when he started rapping in Spanish, dude, he got a beat. Like, it was super trash. Like, what was that? Like, I don't know. I just want to see that.
I've heard him. Also, rap in Spanish, it's bad. It's like...
Oh, and then, like, the DJ Ghost guy, he was like, bro, is he even Mexican?
Yeah.
He's never around Mexicans. Or something like that.
You know what? I think that's true. I never really seen a video of him around another Mexican. Or, like... Well, I wouldn't say Latino, because he did release songs with other Latin American artists. But yeah, that's basically all I have to say. I can't think of anything else I want to say about 6ix9ine. Oh, yeah, the new album. Will you listen to it? Just to see, like, what isn't, like, poking your curiosity to see, like how bad is it going to be? Honestly, I'm just going to hear to see how bad is it going to be.
I'll give my honest opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to listen to it no matter what. No, but look, not because I'm going to look it up and then put play. Because how I said, everyone's going to be listening to him no matter what. Like,
yeah.
If you're a hater, if you're a fan, if you just don't know who the heck he is, I feel like I'm going to be listening to him around.
It's like the old saying says. The old saying goes. Yeah, it goes. Any publicity is good publicity.
Yes.
So even if it's bad, you could be like the worst person ever, and people are going to be talking about you for generations to come. Honestly. I feel like, yeah, not only because we have the internet to, you know, capture every information that's going on right now, but I feel like even if the internet didn't exist, somehow, I should know, because if the internet didn't exist, there's no way that 6ix9ine,
if the internet didn't exist, I don't even think he would exist, bro. Like,
okay, all right, going back, scratch that. Basically, what I'm gonna say is, his name is gonna be in the history books, not for the good reasons.
I know. Honestly, but, bro, it's always the bad that lasts longer. Yeah. See, how we were talking about how he does no good? Like, oh, like, how he does good, but it's fake, or what? Or, like, we don't feel it? Like, the bad things always stick longer than the good. So, like, if he even did anything good, bro, it's all erased, honestly.
Yeah.
After everything.
Yeah. So, I guess we're just gonna end it there. You know, 6ix9ine, if you're listening to this, all I gotta say is, just keep doing what you're doing, because apparently it's working out for you.
Yeah, look, bro, like, honestly, I'm not hating on him, because, you know, in the position he's in. Well, I'm not hating on him. I honestly don't like him at all. Like, just his persona, who he is, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, hey, I'm not going to blame him either. Like, you know, he does what he does. He's getting his money. You know. He's doing him.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure someone out there is listening. They're like, why are you talking? You're probably recording this in some crappy microphone. 6ix9ine could do way better than that. And you know what? I agree with you. And I'm jealous of that. Okay, then. Yeah, well, we're just going to end it here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, and by the way, if you guys don't know, my brother was actually in another episode of my podcast. If you want to know, check that one out, too. Which one was it again?
I don't even remember.
Oh, it was the one with Will.
It was like with Denzel Curry. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
that was
the old school versus new school.
Right? Yeah. I remember that.
And the other one was... Denzel Curry and the... What's that band?
Oh, Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
How he covered it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I still listen to that cover. It's a good cover. Yeah, so also go and check that one out. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Fernando Lopez, and my little brother,
Roberto Lopez.
All right. And as always, have a fantastic day.